Our next speaker is Abdul Qadir Hillman of Apt Associates.
Okay. I will start introducing or identifying the location of Yemen and the geographical overview of Yemen. Yemen is located in this area, which is to the north is Saudi Arabia, and to the east Oman, and to the west the Red Sea, and to the south the Arabian Sea or the Gulf of Aden. And Yemen, the area is 555,000 square kilometer, and then about 2 million population from 2004 census. And this is one of the overviews. And then you can imagine the accessibility of the health facilities. For example, here we have a health center, which is really very, very difficult to access for the people who are living here and things like that. You can see it, yeah. And then here is another overview. That's one of our colleagues. He's going to collect information from one of the health facilities on the top of the mountain, and then he's climbing with his hands and his legs. And this is one of the views that we use this vehicle during our survey for the health facilities. And then you can see there is no road, and they are just maintaining the road immediately. And then you can see this. Okay, this is an overview. Just I want to give you, I want you to keep these pictures in your mind, because later we will go to see the using GIS or the accessibility and all these things. And then please don't forget these pictures. Okay, the overview of the USAID Yemen support development of national health database linked to census data. Okay, when we are talking about the service, then we should have to know to whom we are providing this service, where are the population. Yeah, and then we linked all the census data from 2004 linked to the health data. MOH at central level and decentralized level is now able to make informed decision, identify gaps for better planning and targeting human and financial resources. This also we will see it on the next slide. And the other very, very important thing is that to build the transparency between the MOH and other agencies, even between MOH, inside MOH, between different departments. Because once the data is collected, okay, it's not now anymore kept under the table or not hidden. It's available in public, and then you can, everybody can now access this information from the website of Ministry of Health. Okay, here, Yemen Health GIS tools. We developed 8 main tools, and we are not going to see each tools one by one. Just I will give you an example how you can create, how you can analyze the gap using a GIS. Okay, for example, here we have the first tool, that's the facilities survey analyzer. This tool is used to target facilities or to identify facilities, for example, with or without electricity, or providing immunization service or not providing immunization service, or things like that. And next I will jump to this one. This is the facility accessibility mapper, which calculates or displays the area surrounding a health facility that needs a user-defined time travel accessibility criteria. This one is a very, very important or linked to the picture that you saw before, because Yemen is all its mountainous area, and then This is very, very important that you use the time travel approach than the distance approach. Okay, here we have the service network provider, and then also this one we will see it quickly in the using the map, and then we have the healthcare gap analyzer. Also, this one I prefer to explain it later. And then we have the immunization manager, which is tracking the time series data over a defined time period. And then we have the last one is the data integrator, which any type of data that you can integrate it immediately to your GIS. And then I prefer to come now to the GIS slide. Here we have the just quickly I would like to explain what's on this screen. We have the red crescent, that's the health centers, and then we have the white H on blue background, that's the hospital, and then we have the green rectangle, which is a health center. And then we have here the purple dots, the population. Okay, the bigger the size is, the bigger population or the higher population, and then it goes like this. And then here we use what the health facility or identifier or analyzer to identify health facilities with immunization service and having a vaccine refrigerator. And then on this example I will just show you how to use this, but you can apply this tool to any type of service or any type of combination that you would like to do. And then the result will be the yellow dots, those are the yellow points that we select the facilities out of the 218 facilities, about 113 facilities, they are providing immunization service and then having a vaccine refrigerator. Okay, here, this one, we analyze here the immunization service network by dividing the area according the closest proximity to the service provider. And then probably also this also will be, it will differ from service to service. For example, if you apply this one for complicated delivery service, then the area will be completely different than the one you are now watching on this slide. Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, here we have the to analyze the 60-minute walking accessibility coverage area for each facility. They are, for example, here, this facility is providing a service to this population, or this is the accessibility coverage area for this facility, which is 60 minutes. We define on this example 60 minutes, but you can define any time, 60, 90, or 120, it depends. For example, when you have a referral hospitals, then you will define the 120, what you call it, accessibility area. Okay, by doing this, now we are now ready to what you call it, identify the gap. Okay, here we with this the white blue color, the white blue color, and then when we see here this area, we they are surveyed, and then we took them out, the surveyed population, we took them out from the map, and then we just leave the unsurveyed area, the unsurveyed population. And then we create the three colors, which is red, green, yellow, and red. What does mean this? It means that the red area, they are underserved areas. Then they need intervention or quick intervention than the yellow than the green one. Okay, here, this is how we evaluate the immunization gap compared to a life of 60 minutes accessibility area for immunization service added to the user selected existing facility. Okay, let me explain here. Those are the served area, and then here we have the two white areas. Those are the facility which are not providing immunization service. And then by allocating a refrigerator to these facilities, then we can serve this population. Then here we can visualize what type of action we want to take, and then how we will take it or how we will allocate the resource and things like that. And then for example here, and the second one is here, for example here, we have the green one, the gray one, and this is, for example, where as a decision maker, if I come here and then want to build a facility here, then it will serve nothing. Then I should have to visualize where I want to build the new facility. And then if it's properly located, identified, the area, then this area will be the, much potential area to build a new facility. Then it will serve this population. Also, it will serve the different, this is located in four different districts. Okay, each district, they are taking care of their district, but they are not taking care of in the area which is at the boundary. The people who are living at the boundary, they are left without any service. For this reason, okay, the GIS will help the decision maker to make the proper decision to build the a new facility over the highly populated area. Okay, the other example here, GIS used in Yemen is that, for example, there are here population which are really far from the facilities, and there are also a few left unserved people here. And then what they are using here, they are sending a mobile team to this area to serve them with immunization service or other primary healthcare services. And then it means then they can really plan also where to send the mobile team and plan and make schedule which day to send to which village, and then how many people they are living on this village, and then what type of how many vaccines they will need when they go to this village and to the other village. Okay, and here there is they are using the GIS on this, especially on this governorate. This governorate is called Amran Governorate. And the general manager of the health office there, he took really a very good decision that to add the immunization service to the private health centers, health clinics, and take a duplication or overlapping service from this area to, for example, this facility, and there are other facilities. Then it means the area which is which are in the main cities or in the cities, then they are served by the private sectors, and then the refrigerator from this area or the health providers, they moved to the remote area. By this, they are taking the proper decisions. Then you can see it. Okay. Okay. Let's move to the next slide. Okay. MOPHP. That's the Ministry of Health, and the local authorities are using Health GIS to identify and prioritize underserved areas and target communities or health facilities for intervention. That's what we saw now in the example. And MOH and donors are using Health GIS to identify and prioritize underserved areas and justify reallocation of funds. Okay, that's recently, I will just give you one example. One of the USAID projects, we're working in an area which is really difficult to access because of the security. And then to move this fund from this governorate to the other governorate, they use those GIS tools and then justify to reallocate the fund from one governorate to the other governorate. Local authorities are using Health GIS to justify or reallocate resources. Governorate health officials are using Health GIS to analyze routine immunization coverage, that's what we saw, and project vaccine needs and track vaccine wastage. This is very, very important in a country like Yemen. When you send a vaccine and then they just break it and then pull it down and then send you back the empty, container for the vaccine. And then the vaccine wastage, very, very important to track it in a country like Yemen. And then governorate health officials are using Health GIS for tracking resources and eliminate duplication in service coverage. That's what we saw in the example also. Governorate health officials are using Health GIS to identify and prioritize the mobile medical service. And that also, we saw it already. And then governorate health officials are using Health GIS to identify and prioritize rural facilities in need of electricity to support a cold chain. Okay, in the remote area, there is no electricity. Starting from district and down, no electricity. Okay, then when you want to distribute the cold chain, then you should have first to know which facilities have electricity and then provide them the a cold chain or vaccine operating with electricity. In the remote area, there is a cold chain which operates with gas, and then you send them such type of vaccine refrigerator or the cold chains. Okay, governorate health officials are using Health GIS to prioritize deployment of new staff. Okay, this is also the other a big problem in Yemen. The new staff, okay, because the facilities, they don't have accommodation. And then when you want to distribute or deploy new staffs, then you should have to think also about the accommodation of staff accommodation. And then they are using Health GIS to identify facilities with accommodation or without accommodation and for deployment of these new staffs. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Abdul.